So the first guided imagery meditation that I'd like to share with you is called Safe Place. Oftentimes we are in the world and feeling overwhelmed and overstimulated, and there's a tool that you can use when you're feeling this way. What I'd like to do is just set the stage of introducing you to this tool by just allowing you to take a few deep breaths and sit comfortably in wherever you're sitting. You may notice that as you're breathing in, that your back is starting to press into whatever surface you're sitting up against. And I'd like you to just notice for the next two inhales, just the sound of your breath going into your body. And then in reverse, I'd like you to just notice in your next two breaths, just your exhale. Maybe the sound of your breath just leaving your body. And then making it more in sync. Breathing in to a count of five. And as you're breathing in, I want you to see if you can feel within your body where your breath is going. Where does it land? Where does it end up? And then simultaneously to exhale on the count of five. And as you're exhaling, as you're thinking of your breath leaving your body, think that you can also let your breath release whatever tension you've been holding on to. And you can imagine that you're releasing tiredness or fatigue or stress or nervousness or worry. So again, you're counting in for five counts, noticing the breath entering your body and where it travels to. And then as you're releasing it for five counts, you're doing so with the intention of letting go of anything that's not serving you in this present moment. I want you to take the next breath and try to breathe all the way down to the bottoms of your feet so you can feel yourself connected to the earth. And as you're breathing down into the bottoms of your feet, I want you to imagine that you can feel your exhale coming through the carpet or into the floor. And just allow yourself to breathe the energy that's in your body down. Noticing how much more relaxed and how much calmer you are now than when you started. Taking note of your body and how it's feeling, and with your next breath, just checking into your body and seeing if there's any tension that you're holding. And if you find that there's a place of tension, try to direct your breath to that area and notice that that tension could actually be a form, some kind of shape, and notice that that breath that you're pulling towards that area is loosening that shape, maybe making it smaller or dissipating it. And see again if you can go back to the natural rhythm of your breath, noticing your breath now as different from when you started. In developing a safe place, all it takes is imagination. And what I'd like you to notice is, what kind of energy do you need today to help you feel better or stronger? Oftentimes we can relate what we need to our environment. And when we're out in nature, we get certain energy from the physical environment that we live in, whether we're at the ocean or in a field or deep in a forest. So I want you to, in your imagination, just imagine the most beautiful place that you've seen in your mind's eye. It could be on a postcard or it could be something you actually experienced. Start experiencing the first part of your safe place visually by imagining every detail of this place that you're starting to create in your mind's eye. Notice the textures and the colors. Notice the light and the shadow. start filling in the space, the more that you notice the details of it, you could tell a lot from just the visuals, the time of day, the season, the strength of the sun. And just look around the space, noticing that there's a perimeter where the space stops, so that you're completely safe in the space and you're in charge of how big the space is. Notice again all the visual elements. And then take a moment to hear the sounds in the space. All of the sounds are sounds that you've heard before, and they're comforting, relaxing sounds. And the more you listen, the more that you can recreate the space with your hearing. And now take a minute to just notice the smells in the space. Aromas can also be really comforting to us and soothing. So notice the ones that come into your mind. And make those smells so strong that you can practically taste them. And then feel the feeling of the space on your body, whether it's sun or wind or a gentle breeze or moistness. Another way to imagine that you're completely in this space that you're creating. And then feel the feelings deep in your body, the feelings of comfort, of being relaxed, of being calm, of being safe. So this may take a little practice to redo this safe space many times. You can come with the intention of, where would you like to be today? Or maybe your safe place is always the same place. But wherever it is, you can take it with you anywhere. You just have to think it so. So even if you're in the midst of a very chaotic, stressful work meeting, you can bring your safe place there and at least have a comfortable, calm place to sit in. Good luck trying this, and remember to take your time and do it a few times until it's in your mind, and then practice it on your own a few times without listening to my voice.